to. She wrote her name across your navel with a stick and poke tattoo. Cool. She did your taxes over Tinder. She did not tell all the truth. She dances through the door at Berghain. She's read more books than you. Cool. Emily Breeze with Dating a Model, the new single from the forthcoming album Rats in Paradise, and Emily is lined up to come in and play live on the show in a couple of months' time, a bit later on in the summer. And tonight, Adrian Crowley is here, who is actually going to be in Bristol, where Emily is from, this coming Sunday. You're playing there.
That's right. Day after tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes. So you've got a bit of downtime, time to relax, possibly.
Chill out.
And then get to Bristol.
Yes.
Allowing plenty of time to get there.
I have planned it.
Right, that's
good.
What
happens.
But sometimes the best laid plans, as happened to me tonight, they all go wrong. But that won't happen on Sunday. But Bristol is somewhere you're pretty familiar with now, because you recorded the album in Bristol.
Yes, and my previous album there as well, with John Parrish.
Right.
So that one was called The Watchful Eye of the Stars, still is called that. And in the middle of those two, I recorded an album in Bristol with Mary Waterson.
Right.
Which came out last year. So I've been going there regularly.
Yeah. So this is almost like a second home show, possibly, on Sunday.
You could say that, yeah. In a way. Yeah.
That's nice. So it kind of makes it a kind of friendly, familial kind of atmosphere, possibly.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's good. And then back home after that.
Yes, back to Dublin on Monday, and then I go straight into this other project, going to rehearsals with I can tell you about that in a bit. If you
want. Yeah. No, that sounds really interesting. Scott Walker is the connection, and we're going to find out about that in just a moment. You're going to play another song for us now.
Yeah.
What's the next one you're going to do?
I think I'm going to sing Tangled.
What should we know about Tangled? Is there anything we should know before we hear it?
Oh, like the story behind the song. Well, as far as I remember... yes, I have a story about this.
Oh, good.
I forgot it existed because I think I recorded a demo of this song in the middle of the night after waking up for a moment and then going back to sleep and then not finding the recording for quite a while after. So it was almost like recording your dream, you know?
Right, yeah.
But it actually was, it had words that you could recognize.
Right. So if you were to share that with us now, we could understand what you were possibly... So you were humming into the phone, singing a few lines?
No. It came out all together from beginning to end. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. That's amazing. Wow, I want to hear that recording now. But we're going to hear it in effect, in this live performance now. So This is Adrian Crowley then with Tangled live on Exposure Radio X. Excellent. Adrian Crowley performing live on Exposure Radio X with Tangled, one of the songs that features on the new album Measure of Joy, which is out now. The next show in the UK is this Sunday in Bristol. But then when you get back home to Dublin, you were saying you're going to get involved in this other project, which is taking place on the 16th of June.
That's right.
And it's a kind of celebration of Scott Walker?
Exactly. With this incredible ensemble who I've worked with for the last year, off and on, we actually have been doing the songs of the Velvet Underground, you know? And this next one is, I suppose it's a commission, you know? And we were invited to do the songs of Scott Walker. And it's, yeah, it's pretty exciting. And in fact, I sort of, I've never sung, before this, I had never sung any of his songs. I just listened. I didn't actually imagine that I'd ever be, you know, stepping on in front of the microphone to sing his songs.
Yeah.
So it is exciting.
Yeah, that's amazing. And what, because obviously, you know, he created music for decades. Are you focusing on one particular era or looking at the whole spectrum?
The whole spectrum, I think. Well, yeah, I suggested some songs, and then the leader of the ensemble, he also, well, I suppose various members put forward songs. And I do think it's an even arc, you know, going across his career. Yeah.
That's quite it's quite an ask. So are you singing every single song?
No.
No.
So there are two other singers. One singer who I haven't met yet, and his first name is Simon. And another singer who I've sung with many times, and her name is Lucy Rice.
Right. And is Simon from Ireland as well? Is Lucy from Ireland?
Yes, they're both from Ireland.
Yeah. And the ensemble are all Irish as well?
Yes, they're called Glasshouse. I can't remember if I said that. Yeah, they're called Glasshouse. And they've done music by Sigur Rós and... let's see who else. Ryushi Sakamoto, actually.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, yeah. And you did the Velvet Underground as well with the Glasshouse Ensemble.
Yes, yeah.
And I'm kind of thinking, wow, I'd have loved to have been in that show.
Well, we haven't, like, ceased doing that show. Yeah. It just comes and goes. We've played about 10 shows, I think, doing the songs of Velvet Underground. And, you know, I've been listening to those songs since I was a teenager, so I just didn't look at any notes. I just sang them, you know.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. And what kind of array of instrumentation do the Glasshouse?
So depending on the projects, it's nebulous. You know, the lineup shifts around to suit the material. So for the Velvet Underground, we had saxophone and clarinet, drums, piano, violin, viola, and two singers. And this time for Scott Walker, I think it's, yeah, string quartet, guitar, piano, and woodwind. Mm. And it's going to be in the National Concert Hall. So that's quite fancy.
Have you performed there before?
I actually have. I've sung there, I think, 6 times over the years.
Right, wow.
Yeah.
So it's a home from home for you.
Yeah, another Adrian. Home from home.
Yes, yeah, you've got a lot of homes around the place. But so if you were to compare it to any venues in the UK that people might be able to, you know, is it a bit like the South Bank here with the Royal Festival Hall and Queen Elizabeth Hall?
Yeah, I would say it's like Royal Festival Hall. Hmm. I haven't been to all the venues here. I have never been to what apparently is nicknamed Ali Pali. I've never been there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a different kind of place again. No, yeah, but yeah. Well, you can't be everywhere.
No.
But I'm sure it would be worth exploring these opportunities. But this sounds like a worth a trip to Dublin on the 16th of June to see this event.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like a one-off thing. And also, will it be recorded? Were any of those Velvet Underground recordings, performances recorded?
They weren't kind of formally recorded, but I imagine there are recordings of some description. But we didn't get in a crew or anything to do it.
Yeah.
So I wonder, I imagine this one will be, actually, yeah. And yeah, I'm very excited. I on my days off, I just listen to Scott Walker to think ahead and prepare, just to get the songs embedded, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're incredible, aren't they?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Completely, yeah. And they change. No, what he did changed over time so much.
Yeah.
It's fascinating listening and kind of going with him on his journey, you know?
For sure.
Yeah. Well, I hope that goes really well. It sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks. I hope so. I mean, it's a colossal amount of yeah. music, but, you know, it's a challenge that I love.
Yeah, fantastic. But I think we should hear some more of your own music before we get lost in the world of Scott Walker. And I think you're going to play one of my favourite songs, the album, Brother is a Runaway, which is such an amazing story. And how is this rooted in truth in your own experience or background?
Well, yeah, I have to say it is. It's semi-based on real life. And also, I'm often asked that question.
Well, you say my brother was a runaway. So it's inevitable, I think, that you'd be asked that question.
But, yeah. but I have to be honest. My older brother ran away when I was a kid.
Right.
And I haven't, I don't know if he's heard this yet.
How many in your family?
Well, I have 5 siblings.
Right.
And it started off as like autobiographical in a sense, and then other things happened in the song, as they do. Mm. But it was based on, this event, you know.
Yeah.
And the imagination of a child.
Yeah.
That followed.
Yeah, well, I find it really fascinating, listening to the song. You know, you really draw us into that world and, you kind of conjure up those different kinds of emotions, the kind of emotions that we would have when, we are a child and then when we're viewing it differently when we're an adult. Yeah. And the implication, the implications that you wouldn't necessarily have known when you were young that you think about later, and probably the implications that he wouldn't have known.
Exactly, yeah. And I suppose it is a kind of a song that maybe it could be first of its kind for me, in the sense that it's so raw. To me, because a lot of the songs that I write, they're very mysterious to me as well, and the meaning behind them might change from time to time as time passes. Maybe this one will as well, but in a sense, it's quite a literal story.
Yeah.
Maybe they all are literal in their own way, but this one was, I suppose, I was a little bit bashful about singing it at the beginning because it was really, very, raw, I suppose. I know I just said that, but you know what I mean.
Totally. But, I mean, it's particular, but it's also universal, really. I think so many people can relate to this story, and if not necessarily in their own particular lives, but they might know people who maybe experience a similar thing or something akin. And as somebody from an Irish background, it seems a very Irish kind of story in a way, it could be anybody's story, because people are migrating all the time. People are looking for alternatives, for other futures for themselves.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah, I think it is universal. And quite often, the microcosm, the local, a story from a small place or a home can be a universal story.
Mm. Yeah, totally. Great. Well, I'm looking forward to you playing it now. So this is Adrian Crowley then, live on Exposure Radio X with Brother Was a Runaway. I was 9 years
years old. He called out to me on that day. I was walking in the woods. I didn't realize when he said goodbye.
Crowley performing live on Exposure Radio X with His Brother Was a Runaway, another song that features on the new album Measure of Joy. And did you any have any further communication, your family, with your brother?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Well, he's a really great guy, a fascinating man with incredible stories. He's an adventurer. He's in South America at the moment. And he goes out to sea a lot. And I mean, you know, that was when I was, as the song says, I was very young.
Mm.
He did come back.
Right.
But then he kind of did go away a lot.
Yeah.
And most of the time he actually was gone.
And I guess in different times, communication was less immediate then. So
exactly.
You could kind of disappear and never be heard of for a while.
Definitely.
Amazing. But it's a brilliant, brilliant song. Yeah, really
Thank
great.
You.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in and performing, Adrian, for putting up with, again, a bit of tension and excitement and stress. The last time we were trying to make equipment work and it just wasn't working. At least it kind of, that side of it was a bit better. But sure, it was all going to be so relaxed tonight because I have a little system in place where now I can come in early and we can sound check, and that wasn't able to be tonight.
Well, I felt relaxed and you made me feel at ease, so thank you.
Thank you very much, Adrian. And let's remind people that you can be seen live in action this coming Sunday in Bristol at the Cellars, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. And then on the 16th of June, the special date for the Scott Walker celebration on the 16th. Yeah. And then you're coming back to the UK, but not until December.
That's right.
Which seems like ages away now.
It really does. But I can't wait to come back.
The 3rd of December in London at the Waiting Rooms. And are there going to be other dates around the country around that time? Or
I'd say there will be, but it's hard to know from this side of summer, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems. But yeah, fingers crossed, that's the case. Brilliant to have you back on the show. Thank you so much. I'm going to let you go now.
Thank you so much.
To relax and learn more Scott Walker tunes. But we're going to take a quick break. I've got Dreamwave on the way next.
Exposure with John Kennedy.
You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the Trusted Trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pajamas. When it matters, Trusted Trader.
If you're part of the emergency services, you're always there for others. Now it's time to invest in yourself at the Blue Light Show. Join colleagues from police, fire, ambulance, rescue and more at Olympia London on June the 18th and 19th. Experience hands-on learning, live demos and sessions on leadership, well-being and cross-service collaboration. It's free to attend and backed by London's emergency services. Register now at bluelight.show.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's a cruise down the Thames.
It's the sweet escape of Cadbury World.
It's a hard day's night at the Cavern Club.
It's the sparkle of the jewellery quarter.
It's the winning goal at Anfield.
It's the majestic chimes in Westminster.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most.
So why not pay less? Do more.
With cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham, thanks to London Northwestern Railway. Book direct today and start your journey.
How often does your dad think about the Roman Empire? Monthly? Weekly? Daily? The chances are it's more often than you think. Is it the marching, the clashing swords, the practical sandals, or maybe it's the drama? If your dad loves a bit of all things Roman, then best-selling author Con Iggulden's new novel, Tyrant, about Nero, the most feared emperor of all, makes the perfect Father's Day gift. That's Tyrant by Con Iggulden. For the old Roman in your life.
What lurks within?
Ghostly Manor, the new spooky family adventure at
Porter's Park.
Exposure with John Kennedy.
Radio X.
So much to get down. With John Kennedy.
Radio X.
Exposure with John Kennedy.
Radio X.
The cries. 12 o'clock just passes by. Phone makes you stone to drive. Look for when I arrive. My old friend, seen you changing. This is your pride. He said this is the life. Don't leave me behind, 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 behind. I should really go.
That were reported between October 2023 and September 24 in the UK do slightly concern me though. 91% of people prosecuted for sexual offences are cis men aged 18 plus. The biggest threat to cis women sadly comes from cis men. These stats are from Rape Crisis.
Girl, you're not radical. Exclusionary, regressive, misogynist. John, yeah, you're not rad at all. Listen up.
Women are facing serious dangers, not during boxing matches or from trans people needing a
job,
but from actual violence that is carried out against them every week. According to End Violence Against Women, every 3 days a woman is killed by a man. More than 100,000 girls are at risk and grappling with the consequences of FGM, forced marriage and honour-based abuse. Catherine Bromwich from The Guardian states that trans people make up roughly 0.5% of the UK population and are twice as likely to be victims of crime than cis people. According to Home Office figures, this country has seen an increase in hate crimes towards trans people. And cis women are supposed to focus on a threat we have yet to see manifest from a small minority of the country who are struggling to stay safe themselves. Girl, you're not radical. Exclusionary, regressive, misogynist. Jump, yeah, you're not rad at all. Girl, listen up. Using feminism to erase the rights of others and endanger them is inherently unfeminist. In my opinion, it is the responsibility of a feminist to be progressive, to learn from previous ways, but to always be pushing towards a new one. Feminism must be intersectional. It must never be used to discriminate against others. Feminism must not be used to bully and berate both cis women and trans people. So let's start labelling things correctly, shall we? These types of behaviours are transphobia and misogyny. You are not defending or protecting me. You say a cigar, but a cigar cannot be compared to a human being, can it?
John.
Idiot, by aligning yourself with the likes of Peterson, Elon and Trump, you empower the mentality that women serve a purpose and that's to be controlled. Men with power can do what they want. Men that struggle to express emotion or are living under the constant financial, social and familial pressures of what society tells them being masculine is, well apparently they can just kill themselves. Suicide is the biggest killer in men under 50. 125 people die by suicide every week according to Calm's website. Toxic masculinity isn't telling you that masculinity itself is toxic. It's telling you that toxic masculinity is toxic.
Gender norms are harmed us. Society is nonsense. It's just a social construct. It's all a load of bollocks.
And whilst things feel so unsafe, you've given the government more control over my body and you make millions. And you have the audacity to critique what I say, to critique what they feel, to incite slander and hate. You don't even have the right to perceive me. What are you protecting? You do not protect me.
Girl, listen up. You're not radical. No, you're not rad at all. Girl, listen up. Yeah, you're not radical. Exclusionary, aggressive, misogynist. Jump. You're not rad at all. Girl, listen up.
It is Kate Nash on Exposure Radio X with Germ. I played it twice last weekend. It was an Exposure hot one, and now it is this weekend's Exposure big one, which means I'll be playing it twice again this weekend. You can hear it on tomorrow night's show. Sounding fantastic. And just before that, all sorts of stuff. Massey with The Rain, Lifeguard with Like You'll Lose, and Dreamwave with Polystyrene Irene. And Adrian Crowley has now left the building, off into the night. Go and see him on Sunday in Bristol. Maybe if you're lucky enough to be in Dublin on the 16th of June, you should go and see him doing the celebration of Scott Walker. And he'll be back in the UK on the 3rd of December to play at The Waiting Room in Stoke Newington, that's where it is, in London. And hopefully there'll be some other UK dates as well. But in the meantime, go and have a listen to Measure of Joy, the new album, which is absolutely fantastic. So good to have Adrian back on the show. And talking of sessions, as I kind of was, because Adrian Crowley was just in session, on tomorrow night's show, it will be a 2025 six-month session roundup. So I'm going to be playing tracks from the various different sessions that have taken place on the show over the last 6 months. But really, it's probably more likely 5 months, because June is only just underway, isn't it? So yes, that's what's happening on tomorrow night's show. But still to come tonight, I'm going to play you loads of tunes, including more from the new Pulp album and the new single by Winter. Next.
Exposure with John Kennedy.
Radio X.
Already daydreaming about that wave of hot air as you step off the plane?
EasyJet has flights from just £30 one way to over 130 holiday hotspots and hidden gems. It's time to get your summer on. Book now at EasyJet.com. Get out there. Selected flights June to September. Limited availability. T's and C's apply.
Whoa! Look! Is that Dragonite? Dragon-type Pokemon have arrived. Discover in Happy Meal now. Some fun, some food, it's all inside this Happy Meal. Until 17th of June from 11am. Includes one pre-selected book or toy. Pokemon range comprises toys only, while stocks last.
You've nestled into a cozy cocoon under a toasty blanket. You've achieved peak sofa comfort. What would you get up for? Remote that's just out of reach?
I'll just watch whatever's on.
Phone charger?
Oh, I've still got 2%.
Housemate who forgot their key?
Nah.
Ben and Jerry's cookie dough.
I'm listening.
It's jam-packed with irresistible cookie dough chunks. It's just dough much dough.
I'm up. You had me at dough.
Ben and Jerry's. More is more.
Father's Day's coming, Moonpigs, so show off your novelty stickers, Dad's favourite photos, handwritten messages and unique designs. For the UK's most personalised Father's Day card, nothing beats a
Moonpig.com.
Use code DAD20 to get 20% off cards. To verify, see www.moonpig.com/personalised.
If you're part of the emergency services, you're always there for others. Now it's time to invest in yourself at the Blue Light Show. Join colleagues from police, fire, ambulance, rescue and more at Olympia London on June the 18th and 19th. Experience hands-on learning, live demos and sessions on leadership, well-being and cross-service collaboration. It's free to attend and backed by London's emergency services. Register now at bluelight.show.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
Exposure with John Kennedy.
Radio X.
I'm
That is Winter with Just Like a Flower, and this is Pulp.
It was the night they let me out of the hole. It was the night I caught the bus on my own, and the city slithered past the windows at the film that was just beginning. I was so excited, I nearly missed my stop. It was 9:45, I was hopelessly lost. I arrived pretty late, but yeah, you didn't seem to mind. We are not the first, but we are golden tonight. Like two little children under the covers, adrift in the night with the universe above us. And I'll be the dad and you'll be the mom, and we'll make out we know what it is that we've done. But whatever it is, I know that it's only just beginning. Wants to grow up. Finally part of the new generation. Finally part of the pulp conversation. And somehow this leads to mature life decisions, like the one that I heard of from Jeremy Scissors, who said he moved near the motorway because it was good for commuting. And I laughed in his face because I thought he was joking. But then I looked in his eyes and I saw he was no joking, no, he was trying. Trying so, so hard to act just like a grown-up. And it's so, so hard, and we're hoping that we don't get shown up. Cause everybody's got to grow up.
And tarts and vicars, playing all night to get in somebody's final destination. But what if you get travel sick before you've even left the station?
It is Pulp with Grown Ups from the new album More. It's so good to have new music from Pulp. The album is fantastic. One more selection, maybe even two more selections from the new album before the show is over at 2. Plus, I also have the likes of Humour and Panic Shack and Hearing Tests and Worms Homes Worms and Jenny Beth and so much more.
Exposure with John Kennedy.
Radio X.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats. Let dogs share our beds and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Help me capture these mischievous spirits.
Ghostly Manor, the new spooky family adventure at
Porter's Park.
We know that you're always looking for an excuse to host a barbecue. If you need another reason, there's a £3 for £12 offer on a range of delicious barbecue food online or at your local Waitrose. You'll be spoiled for choice with succulent soy and tamarind chicken kebabs, juicy pork chorizo and manchego burgers, or king prawn kebabs dressed in a vibrant soy, lime and honey glaze. All you've got to do now is decide who to invite. Let your summer side out with Waitrose. Selected lines and stores subject to availability. Minimum online spend and delivery charges apply.
Feel the thunder of hooves. The tension as they race past. Your heart in your chest. That split second of silence. Before the roar of the finish. That glorious Goodwood feeling. Qatar Goodwood Festival, presented by Visit Qatar. July 29th to August 2nd. Book now.
Really? Come on, let's go.
Hear that? That's the sound of my customers leaving.
When your broadband doesn't work, neither does your business.
Will Sky Business keep me up and running, no matter what?
With 4G backup and our Stay Connected guarantee, better believe it. Let our dedicated Sky Business team handle your switch today.
That's more like it.
Subject to availability. For T's and C's, visit skybusiness.com.
Scottish Power has just been ranked top large energy supplier in the UK for customer service by Citizens Advice for the third quarter running. But we're not slowing down, and neither is this butterfly. We're continuing to put in the miles to make sure our customer service keeps getting even better. Run over to scottishpower.co.uk today to find out more.
Whew. Ranked top from April to December 2024 excludes Northern Ireland. Ofgem defines large energy suppliers as those with a market share of at least 5% in either gas or electricity.
This is Radio X.
From Global Exposure
with John Kennedy.
Radio X.